establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Mark and Matt here. Our regularly scheduled guest is here. It's Rick from Rick Satellite. So it's going to be open lines, and you can reach us by calling 877-996-4327, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 877-996-4327. I'm sorry, I'm giving you the wrong telephone number. That's the telephone number for the... so you can call 800-606-5462. You can call 800-606-5462 and get on the telephone with us this morning. If you have a comment, something you'd like to talk about, 800-606-5462. The other number is for our afternoon program. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you, and if you have something you'd like to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about it. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes, hi, how are you? Oh, is this Arlene?
Yes.
Well, wonderful to have you with us. This is Arlene Kula, and Arlene, of course, has written extensively on Agenda 21. We have her book on Agenda 21, and we have her book on the smart meters, but she's been doing work recently on education and how there's been an organized, coordinated effort to change the educational status in our country, and this has not been picked up by most of people. In fact, she's written a book on that as well. Arlene, you pick up the story. Why is this new educational program so important?
Well, it's called the Common Core State Standards Initiative, and they're trying to pretend that it is really coming from the states as our federal government. How it used to be and how our founding fathers wanted education to be run locally by our parents and by the states was the last resort, but they never wanted it to be something federal. And really this Common Core is part of Obama's Race to the Top education program. It is totally coming from the national government, from a consortia of national people who wrote it. But yet they're pretending that it is a state-run program, state-written, and that is not true at all. That's why I wrote my book entitled Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. And they're also trying to tell us that this is going to improve education, it's going to raise the standards, and everyone who has really compared the standards from Common Core with their old state standards say that it is just the opposite. It is lowering the standards. For example, the math is algebra is being postponed from the 8th grade to the 9th grade. And geometry, hardly anything of geometry that the children used to have to learn is being taught. They don't have to memorize all the things they used to have to memorize. So it's just a portion of what geometry used to be. And the English standards, they used to have 80% of the English literature had to be classical literature that we could learn from the great classics and the amazing moral truths that were taught and learn how to make wise decisions. Well, that has been lowered now to only 50%. So most of it is now teaching children how to read a computer manual and just technological language. And you don't learn much moral background from that. And then I discovered in my research that really these are not just national standards, that they are connected to Agenda 21. And this is how the United Nations is now going to be running their programs for saving the Earth, is through Common Core. And the science standards that are supposed to come out this year will be all about sustainable development and everything green. And I discovered that by Googling Common Core sustainable development, and Africa popped up. So there in Africa, they were having the same Common Core curriculum, the same language as here in the United States.
And, of course, this is all carefully designed to be concealed from the American people, and they're using the educational program to push their fascist environmental agenda, where everything is regulated by the government. And, of course, what they're doing, of course, in the process, is they're allowing all sorts of harmful things that are destroying the lives of people throughout the world in the name of protecting the environment. Well, certainly, this has not been popularized. In fact, I don't know anybody who's writing about this new educational agenda. Do you?
Well, fortunately, Phyllis Schlafly is always on top of things. And I just returned late last night, in fact, like 2 o'clock in the morning, from a national conference that was held in St. Louis. And she had amazing, she had a panel of 4 experts talking about Common Core. And then that evening, they had a workshop devoted to it that even had a few more people speaking about it. So there are some people who are up on this, sadly to say, they're not here in California except for one other organization that I know of, and that is it's called the Pacific Research Institute. And Mr. Itsumi has written a small little booklet about it, and I quote him a lot, and I've asked him if we can now work together to fight this. So Eagle Forum of California and his organization, Pacific Research Institute, will be joining together, and we're hoping that now that I have written in this little book that we can pass this out to so many other Tea Party leaders and conservative groups in California, as a few other states have done. There's a group fighting this in Utah that have formed a coalition, and they have had remarkable success finally getting their state school board to listen to them, their governor, their state legislators, and they have said they will not accept the assessment test that is coming in 2014. And see, that is what this is all about. The teachers are to be teaching to the test. Nobody can actually see the test, but supposedly the standards, the Common Core curriculum, are all written so that they will be able to pass this test. And the other sad thing is everything is being done by computer. So our little children now will each have their own computer. That's where they will be reading all of the e-books that give the Common Core standards. And then the test in 2014 will be given by a computer. And as I have written in my book about smart meters, we have a lot to be concerned about the computers and the Wi-Fi.
Hold that thought, and if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524, give us a call.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for Amikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm here, I guess, this morning. My name's Fuller. My telephone number is just like you call. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we have so many different networks and different numbers for everyone. Sometimes we get a little confused, but that's the one for here. 877-254-7524. And, of course, we're talking about this new educational program that is being forced upon the states by the federal government. Now, our founding fathers never wanted centralized education because that could be used to indoctrinate our children, and that's exactly what is happening. They're intentionally dumbing down our children as far as reading classic literature, as far as mathematics, certainly as far as science is concerned. Certainly what they're doing is they're using our science classes to indoctrinate our children in the faulty concepts of Agenda 21, where everything is to be regulated by the government to protect our environment. And, of course, what they're doing is destroying the lives of people by introducing all sorts of faulty food, all sorts of things which contaminate us. But they do this in the name of protecting us, for it's for our own good. Go right ahead, Sadita. Orlean was telling us about how they're, at least in California, they're working with one other group. But there are only a few groups across the country who understand how this new federal fascist educational system is really working. Would that be a fair statement, Orlean?
Yes, and the reason for this, because of Obama's stimulus money, which was kind of given to him carte blanche, so he can essentially do whatever he wants to with it, he doesn't have to go to Congress to ask for permission to start new programs. So he didn't have to say, Congress, I would like so much money to start this new Common Core program, and Congress would actually have to take a look at it and say, we don't really like this. Or we do like this. He didn't have to have any congressional approval at all. He just went straight to the governors. And these poor governors are so strapped for money for education. And he told them, we have set aside $3.5 billion of stimulus money that you are all allowed to compete for. And if you get this money, then that can help you in your states implementing this new program. Well, that's because they used the word competition. The governors thought, oh, this is kind of a badge of honor if our state wins this. And so all of them, 45 governors, signed on to do this. And, of course, only a handful actually win that stimulus money. California was not one of them. And then later they're told just how much they are going to have to put forward to implement this. You know, to bring a computer for each child in the classroom costs a lot of money. to bring in all of these new e-books that have been written. It costs a lot of money. And so California is going to have to pay $1.6 billion to implement this program. Other states, like the state of Washington, think it's something like $300 million. Where do we come up with this? California is already $16 to $18 billion in debt, and that's not including all of the unfunded mandates and everything else we have. And all of the other states, for the most part, are in debt. But they already signed on to this. Their state school boards also supported it, but the state legislators were bypassed. Not even the state legislators were considered in this, and therefore, for them, all of this is kind of news as well. However, there were five wise states that did wait, did take a look at it, compared it to their old standards, and said no. And so that's why we only have 45 that signed on, not all 50.
Well, now, basically, where did Obama get the $3.5 billion? I mean, did he just create this out of nothing, or did Congress appropriate it? Where did he get the money to give to the states to buy their support for this this program that is going to destroy education and our educational standards?
It's just from his stimulus money, and, you know, his stimulus money was not earmarked. It could be used for whatever he wanted to, and that's how he's been able to bypass Congress on a lot of things. So so it was this grant money that enticed the states to go on. And, of course, there was also money donated, like Bill Gates donated $100 million towards the Common Core curriculum. And you think, oh, that sweet, wonderful man who's so concerned about education. Well, he's also concerned about the fact that his company, Microsoft, and he also is heavily invested in IBM, whatever little PC that students are going to be using as a computer or whatever computer they're going to be using, he will have some benefit from it and will be getting billions back from his investment.
You mean he is personally investing in IBM?
Yes, he's also, I write about this in my book. Whenever an IBM is sold, because he has something to do with one of the parts of IBM, he gets money from that as well. So, and he probably, who knows, has done this with other computer companies. So he's invested in computers in general. So if you don't just buy the Bill Gates Microsoft computer software, then whatever the schools are going to be buying, I'm sure Bill Gates will be getting some portion of that money coming back. And then there's a huge group, for example, the Pearson publishing company that is putting out the e-books, and they're going to be getting billions of dollars. And so much, much money is involved in this. They could care less if it's a good standards or not, if it raises education standards. They're going to be making money, and everyone who's an expert says this is not going to be raising standards, even though you go to the Common Core website and they rave about it and say how it's going to make us now able to compete on international benchmarks. Well, Bill Gates also donated heavily to the international benchmarks, actually a group called this, and those international benchmarks are being lowered. So it's lowering the standards around the world. That's how we'll all be able to compete, because it's not high standards anymore, period. And the other interesting thing, they say that the SAT test is now going to be changed. So any homeschool parent that thinks, yay, I can bypass all of this, their students are going to have to participate in this SAT test, and it's going to be so changed. A child that is not trained in this Common Core curriculum probably will not do well on the SAT test.
Well, this is going to totally then disrupt the educational program. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. How do the teachers feel about this program? Orlean, have you had a chance to talk to some of them?
Yes. In fact, those who really understand are very upset, because they're saying they're being forced to use standards that have never been tried or proven. My daughter-in-law, who lives in San Diego and teaches in the third grade there, she was told that if you do not go along with this, if you do not get rid of all of the old files in your file program that you have and teach the Common Core, you could lose your job. So their jobs are in jeopardy if they don't go along with this. And the worst part, this is so interesting, is I discovered that the teachers that were on strike in Chicago were not given the opportunity to really tell the truth about the reasons they were on strike. They were being, the national media was just saying, oh, these greedy teachers, they already are some of the highest paid in the nation, and they just want higher salaries, 16% increase. And yet, if you go to this, it's Amy Goodman, who is a very liberal commentator, but I went to her website, and she was interviewing the teachers. So here was a liberal commentator interviewing the liberal teachers from a liberal union, teachers union, telling the truth about the Common Core standards and the race to the top, and Arnie Duncan. And they said the real reason why they were on strike was because they didn't want these national standards being pushed down on them. They just had to use the excuse that they were striking because of wanting higher wages, because that is the only reason allowed in Illinois to strike. So, but this Amy Goodman found the truth by interviewing them, and I write about that in my book. And one of the science teachers said he thinks that this test is rigged, so the students really have to fail. He said here he's just started teaching for the new year and has already had to give a standardized test to the kids about DNA. They'd never even heard of DNA, so of course they haven't been able to be successful on that test. And if the school itself does poorly three consecutive tests, then the school loses its status and has to be taken over as a charter school by a private corporation. And then the charter school is no longer under the auspices of the school board, nor do the teachers have union representation, which, you know, may be good, but they're no longer, so it's education without representation. They no longer have any school board over them. So if parents don't like what's being taught or what's going on, they have no place to go. So that was really interesting to find this all out. And they also said that Arnie Duncan's program in Chicago, when he was the head of education there, is exactly the race to the top Common Core program, and it was a failed program in Chicago. In fact, even I quote from the Chicago newspaper saying that this was a failed program. And yet a failed program in this liberal city of Chicago is now being used to be thrust on all of us throughout the entire nation. Isn't that interesting to find out?
Well, I think that the fact that, you know, this was the real reason for the strike in Chicago, and they were able to block that out in the media all across America. It wasn't about wages. It was about these new programs that were going to destroy the structure of our educational system. And this is what these teachers in Chicago were upset about, not about the wage issues and retirement issues, certainly. But the average individual across America is not allowed to know, because the media in this country is tightly controlled, and only on rare occasions are you ever going to hear the truth through the controlled media.
Interesting thing was to find out that everywhere now the teachers' salaries are tied to the test. And if they don't teach to the test, and if the students don't do well on the test, the teachers' salaries could be cut 20 to 40%. And so it is. It's absolutely rigged. And that's why you find teachers cheating all over the nation. Their job is hanging in the balance if the students don't do well on the test. And I was just reading in the St. Louis newspaper as I was coming back on the airplane yesterday that they've had a huge group of teachers caught in St. Louis cheating on the test. Isn't that amazing? So it's almost like they're being forced to cheat to keep their salaries and to keep their school from being taken over by a private corporation. And this is like they're forming public-private partnership in our schools, a PPP. This is another example of Obama's socialism. These private-public partnerships are being formed all over, and now even in education. I had a really new understanding of charter schools after listening to these teachers being interviewed. I used to think they were something really good, but if they no longer come under the auspices of the school board, they are education without representation. We, the taxpayers, still have to pay for them, but there's no representation. There's no school board that teachers or parents can go to complain about what they don't like.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment about this issue. But ladies and gentlemen, the fact that they've been able to totally transform the educational system and bring it under federal control, and the fact that you're not hearing about this on radio or television or reading about it in your newspapers, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And teachers now are told that if the students don't do well on their tests, they're going to get a reduction in their pay. So they're simply telling the students what the answers are and taking the test. So the students will do well. Everybody will think our kids are getting a great education. We progressively dump them down. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
When you focus on doing one thing right, odds are you end up with something really right. At Ram, we only build trucks with legendary engines like the Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel. At a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats the Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. We may never be called a jack of all trades, but that's okay, because we're the masters of one. See for yourself at Ram Power Days. See your local Ram dealer today and get $7,700 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab during Ram Power Days. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,500 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10-1. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Arlene Kula. And we carry Arlene's book on Agenda 21. It's called By Stealth and deception, and that's really what it is. Everything is stealth and deception. Don't let the American people understand we're moving into a fascist dictatorship. Let them just keep going right along until, of course, the economy collapses. We have unrest in our cities. We have martial law in our cities. The National Guard and military are mobilized to control the people. That's exactly the plan and where we're headed. And then, of course, Orlean has written a great book about smart meters. We carry her book by Stealth and Deception on Agenda 21. Her book on smart meters, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But Orlean has written another book on this educational program. What's the title of the book? Is it finished, and is it available? Because we'd love
it to hear it. It is finished. I got it ready just in the nick of time to take with me to St. Louis for this National Eagle Forum conference, and it was sold out. So I'll be getting another a bunch ready today and tomorrow. What is nice, I have formed my own publishing company, so I can do this really quickly, and I have a wonderful man right in the city of Runner Park next door to where we are in Santa Rosa who prints them out for me, and so I will have another 50 ready to go probably by tomorrow morning. So that's exciting.
Well, please give us one, and we'll probably order it and carry it, or you can just send us 5 of them, fill us 4 of them, and we'll be glad to get them out. Well, we
all
have
right.
a call.
And the name of it is Common Core, a Trojan Horse for Education Reform.
Trojan Horse for Education Reform, is that the title?
Yes. Common Core, a Trojan Horse for Education Reform. And
okay, fine.
You can order it by going to the website www.smallhelmpressassociates. And this is small, like little helm, the helm of the boat, of the ship, and then press, P-R-E-S-S, Publishing Associates. So Small Helm Press Associates.com, and they can order it right there, and I think we're going to soon have it up as an ebook, so they can just read it right there online. It's
all right. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Jane from Colorado.
Fine. Do you have a question?
You know, I've listened intently with what she's said, but I'd like to add my 2 cents too. My 2 cents are that how can we expect these teachers to teach these kids when they're killing off brain cells every day by the food they're eating? The food is full of neurotoxins called MSG and the artificial sugars, aspartame, etc., and all the drugs that these kids are on. Just how the heck do they expect to teach kids that MSG is destroying their brains? You can't teach a brain that is getting killed off faster than it can grow. So
that's right.
My 2 cents. You can't teach
GMO
kids with
foods, they're poisonous
right.
with bisphenol, they're poisonous with all sorts of things, and you are absolutely right. Anything else
yes,
you'd like to say?
You might as well add fluoride, too. We're trying to push fluoride on our kids.
And all the immunizations.
This is one reason why
every kid has to eat during the day, and they're eating all the neurotoxins in the foods. All the food in the stores, if it's prepared for you, frozen, that's full of MSG, and all the 40 other ingredients they can put it in but not label if it's not 100% MSG. All your fast foods are full of MSG and the artificial sugars. I mean, the gum, the shampoo.
You're
it's
right.
Unbelievable.
Well, look, that is an
listen.
Entirely different
you
subject. You're absolutely right, and I do appreciate your calling. And when we get onto that subject, I hope that you, and we do frequently, I hope you'll call in and reiterate what you just said. One reason why our children are not doing well is because we're poisoning their brains. One reason why the birth rate is falling is because so many of these food products actually destroy fertility. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. And that is why they oppose this effort to get us back to natural food. Thank you so much for calling. And again, our number is 1-800-1-877-254-8927. 7524. Orlean, do you want to comment on what that lady said?
Yes, and the other interesting thing is because of so many illegal immigrants coming into our school systems across the nation and other poor children, and especially now with our financial crises, we have one out of six people who are on food stamps. All of, in some school districts, 80% of the children are receiving meals at the school three times a day. So they have breakfast, lunch, and even a dinner for them before they go home. So that's, they could very easily bring in more MSG and more of all of these really bad ingredients in our schools. And if a little child brings his own sack lunch, as they happened in one incident, they said that this was not a healthy lunch and took it away and gave him the school lunch. So I think this lady
they're
is very
poisoning
true.
They're our children, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. Who would want to poison a child with something like aspartame, which, of course, was originally designed as a biological warfare agent? It breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol, which are both toxic to the brain. Who would want to poison our children? Why, the people who hate America, who are in charge in Washington, D.C. today. We can go down from aspartame to MSG to bisphenol to the toxic chemicals and the coloring and the odors and the taste that they add to our food, certainly the GMO food, excessive types of soy food. All of these things are toxic. They know they're toxic, and they're putting them in the food supply because they attack fertility and they attack the brain. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And then we wonder why America's children, when they complete high school and they test them competitively, when children throughout the world, our children do poorer. Yes, if you start with an IQ of 160 and you only lower it to 140, why, that's not so bad. But what happens when you start with an IQ of 90 and you lower it to 70? And we're doing this intentionally, maliciously, because there are people who hate children. When you understand that, it begins to make sense. Our number, 877-254-7524. Our guest, Orlean Kula, who is, of course, doing a study and a series of programs with us on her book on education and how they're changing the educational process by offering federal money, stimulus money to the states if they'll just change their educational system. The only trouble is the states have to come up with matching funds, and every child is to have a computer, and you're not supposed to work, and they're changing the way they teach geometry. They're not teaching geometry. They're certainly not teaching the more advanced systems of mathematics to most of our children. Yes, a few of them will get them, but many of them will not. And as a result, they're intentionally dumbing down our children. Would that be a fair assessment, Orlean?
Yes, very much so. And it is not matching funds for the states. They have to come up with this money themselves if they didn't win stimulus money, grant money.
Well, that's awesome. We'll be back in a moment. Our number 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders, but under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
Well, Dr. Stan, our last segment of the program this morning, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment for Orlean. And once again, Orlean, oh, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
How are you doing, Dr. How are you doing, Dr. Stan? This is Ed from Brighton, Colorado again.
Good to have you with us.
I got a question and a comment. Let's start with the comment first. About the education system in Chicago with the teachers union. When I saw how much money that they wanted, it just made me sick because I was doing some reading on that, and the teachers work about 5 hours and 45 minutes a day, and they make over, what, 60 grand a year? And then the other teachers or the administrators make over 100 grand a year. So how could the taxpayers pay for that if we're making like 30 grand a year? Shouldn't it be like a performance system? If your students don't perform at a current grade level, shouldn't you get paid less?
Let's get Orlean's comment on what you said. They were not asking for a major increase in salary. They were not asking for a major increase in salary.
While most of the other are down in the 30s sometimes, or 40s or 50s. And so I totally agree. But as I said, I think they were using this as the excuse for striking when their real reason for striking was trying to expose how bad it would be if we have these totally top-down standards being thrust upon us, which the Common Core is doing, and also this race to the top assessment test that will be coming out in 2014. And I do not agree that with the teachers' unions in any way, shape, or form. But I just thought it was so interesting to find out that here you were in liberal Chicago, a liberal commentator, this Amy Goodman, was interviewing the liberal teachers who were on strike, and yet finding out how opposed they were to this liberal program by Arne Duncan and Obama being thrust upon them. And only through a liberal commentator were we finding out the truth about any of this. That's why I put that in my book. I thought that was just amazing. And the fact that they also exposed what the charter schools are all about, something that most of us are not taught. We think the charter schools are wonderful, but when they no longer have any representation from school boards, that doesn't make them so wonderful anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And then only 23% of the students in high school, nowhere New York is on the map. And I think about 10% of the kids don't even know who the top or the first five presidents are. So our systems at the school is a joke, you know, and I've been doing my own, you know, reading on, you know, education and economics and math and this and that. So I actually learned more on my own than what I learned in high school and in college. So
you're absolutely right.
Because how are you going to graduate with all that money?
The point is that the strike in Chicago was not primarily about money, and you're right, they were making way too much money. But they were trying to bring out the facts about this new educational system that was going, of course, to dumb down the students. And that was one of the biggest issues that this teachers union was bringing up, and that was never mentioned by the controlled media. So you're taking what the media is saying, and you're absolutely right. The teachers have been making too much money in Chicago, but that wasn't the basis, certainly, of this strike. Thank you so much for calling. And if there's anybody else who has a call, our number is 877-254-7524. Point is well made. The teachers in Chicago were making too much money. That was what they were striking over. Go ahead,
Robbie. Right. It was also interesting to find out one of the other aspects of how they will be lowering the standards. And this was brought in the last time I was on your show from a teacher in Santa Cruz who called in and said they are going to be taking away cursive instruction in our schools. And that is true. If you Google Common Core cursive, you can actually get their statement themselves saying cursive will no longer be necessary because the kids are only going to be learning reading and writing and math from their computers. And, of course, computers is just printing, so therefore they no longer have to do cursive. And how sad that will be, because cursive is the way you can quickly take notes. Of course, nobody takes notes anymore, but it's also how you can read wonderful letters from your grandparents and the beautiful cursive writing of our founding fathers, and that will no longer be able to be understood by this new generation who don't even understand cursive. Isn't that sad, Dr. Stan?
Well, it's a matter of dumbing down the children. But in a totalitarian regime, you don't want smart children. You want children who do what they're told to do. That's what it's really all about. And so they're attacking their minds through the educational system. They're also attacking their minds through the food that they're giving them in school and the food that is available to the general population. They're poisoning our children, and nobody seems to care. Orlean, what can be done at this time? What should the person out there in the listening audience do to try to get this information out?
Well, we are hoping that I understand your broadcast is going to into Colorado. They can contact the Eagle Forum of Colorado. Her name is Jane Schlindler, and she is very up on this. She was there at the national conference and just got home probably late last night as well. But I'm hoping that every state can start forming some kind of a coalition to fight this. And when they can, they can have success. This isn't totally inside all of our schools yet. I think we have a small window of opportunity still to fight it. As I mentioned, there are five states who have said no, so it can't be a total national program when they still have five states saying no. And maybe there can be some states like Utah that are starting to rescind on their acceptance of it. The State School Board of Utah has ruled that they will not accept the assessment coming in 2014. So if they're not accepting the assessment, the teachers don't have to teach to the test, and maybe they can throw out the rest of all of this Common Core curriculum, go back to their standards. Utah used to have a really high standards for math, and that's totally dumbed down, and they can see that themselves now as they're bringing in Common Core. So don't give up. I think there's still hope, and if you don't have an Eagles Forum leader in your state, go to some of the Tea Party groups and try to collate them and get them and working.
God bless. Thanks so much, Orlean. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Arlene's books, oh, we do carry her book, By Stealth and Deception, goes into the background of Agenda 21, and it's very well done. We actually carry her book on smart meters. We have a 4-tape set on smart meters. We have a DVD on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and on Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw. And it goes in, of course, to ICLEI. So there are these two DVDs on Agenda 21. One's Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, which is my talk. And then Agenda 21 and ICLEI by Michael Shaw. We have a 4-tape set on Agenda 21. But, of course, as far as education is concerned, Arlene has a new book, which we will be carrying. If you'd like to get it, our number is 1-800-544-8927. But how do you put this together? Why would anybody want to poison our children? Why would anybody want to destroy their minds, both the educational program and by the food that we're giving them and the food additives that we're giving them? As I said earlier, aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent. If you'd like more information on aspartame, we've got a great DVD by Betty Martini. It goes into the background, and they're poisoning children all throughout the world. This product is in thousands of food products, aspartame. It's called it NutraSweet. They give it lots of names, but, of course, it produces pathological obesity. It decreases pregnancy. It lowers the sperm count. It actually attacks the autoimmune system. It produces convulsions. It actually lowers our immune response. They know how toxic this is. And the fact that they're giving us a carcinogenic agent in so many of our food substances, and the FDA knows exactly what they're doing. And if you work for the FDA, you don't dare speak up, because they will come after you and destroy you and take away your pension, and you'll never take another job in government. And probably you won't get a job working for anybody else. So if you work for government, you don't dare tell the truth. And if you do, you'll end up poor, like poor Sybil Edmonds. And, of course, if you haven't read her book, Unclassified Woman, What Happened to a Woman Who Worked for the FBI and Tried to Come Forward and Tell the Truth. Incidentally, we can't get the book, Classified Woman. You'll have to get it from Amazon, because they published it. But you can get Classified Woman from Amazon. It's well worthwhile reading, by Sybil Edmonds. What happens to a government employee who tells the truth? And the same thing holds true for the FDA and every other government agency they will target you if you tell the truth, because our government has been taken over by the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and or the DVD, and or the tape, or get them all together, the Brotherhood of Darkness special line number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-585-WAR. Because America is under attack today.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the